Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. And today, we're not laughing, we're flipping the lights on, because this episode is a biblical call out to every lie the enemy's been whispering to our culture and to the church. So let's go. You were that, but you're not anymore. There's a line. It's not fuzzy. It's not flexible. It's not up for a committee vote. It's called the Word of God. And it says what it says. But if you've been hanging out in today's culture, or even in many churches, you'd think Christianity was built on vibes and pronouns, not truth and repentance. We've gotten so addicted to being light that we've forgotten how to be holy. We've turned the blood of Jesus into a cheap cover-up for sin instead of the complete cleansing it was always meant to be. We've made church a place of affirmation, not transformation. And in the process, we've started lying to people about salvation. Because we're more scared of being called judgmental than we are of people going to hell. Let that sink in. The scripture that offends a generation. So let's read the passage that got us here. Not the watered-down Instagram version, the real one. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Not inherit, not maybe, not if they're nice, shall not. And Paul doesn't stop there. He names it. Okay, so let's go through the list. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. And then he wrecks our excuses. Such were some of you. Were, past tense. Not still struggling with no change, not identifying as, but forgiven, were. You were that, but you're not anymore. That's what the gospel does. So let's stop pretending Jesus is okay with this. We need to absolutely stop pretending. Because Jesus has not changed his mind, because the culture has. Homosexuality is still a sin. Transgenderism is still rebellion against God's design. Sleeping with your boyfriend or girlfriend, still fornication. OnlyFans, still adultery. Porn, still sin. Changing your pronouns and mutilating your body, still denying the God who created you. And let me be real. None of these things make you special or brave. They make you lost. But here's the good news. You don't have to stay lost. So this episode is not about shaming people. It's about truth. And the truth is, the gospel doesn't say you're enough. It says you're dead in sin until Christ makes you alive. It doesn't say God loves you as you are. It says he loves you while you were yet a sinner. but he sent Jesus to rescue you from it. And if your version of Christianity never calls you to repentance, never convicts you, never confronts your identity, never asks you to die to self, that's not Christianity. That's self-worship with a halo. The Bible is not vague. We are. So let's stop softening what God calls sin. Let's be clear. Romans 1, verse 26 to 27 calls homosexuality and same-sex acts vile affections and against nature. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 condemns gender swapping, saying it's an abomination for men to dress as women or women as men. Genesis 1, verse 27 says, God made them male and female. Leviticus 18, verse 22 calls a man lying with a man an abomination. 1 Timothy 1, verse 10 lists homosexuals among those breaking God's law. Nowhere, absolutely nowhere, does Scripture affirm any part of the LGBTQ plus lifestyle, transgender ideology, or self-constructed identities. Not one verse, not one wink from Jesus, not one rainbow flag hanging off a cross. Only truth, only repentance, only the call to be made new. But then we hear, but what if they were born that way? Which is a common defense. Well, guess what? We were all born into sin. Psalm 51, verse 5 says, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You may have been born with sinful desires, but being born with something doesn't make it righteous. We don't affirm sin because it feels natural. We crucify it because Jesus died to give us a new nature. That's the entire message of salvation. If sin could be holy just because it's hard to shake, then the cross was pointless. So let's talk about the lie of gay Christians. Let me say this very clearly. There is no such thing as a gay Christian. There are Christians who struggle with same-sex attraction, but struggle is not the same as identity. If you continue to walk in that identity, refusing repentance, you are not walking in the Spirit. You're walking in rebellion. And rebellion is not a fruit of the Spirit. You cannot carry the cross while waving a pride flag. You cannot serve Jesus and serve your desires. One will die, the other will live. And Jesus is not interested in coexisting with our idols. This episode isn't just about LGBTQ plus issues. It's about truth. If you're a Christian, this matters. If you're a church leader, this matters. If you're a parent, a friend, a youth group volunteer, this matters. Because love tells the truth. Love says, this will destroy you. This isn't who you are. You were that, but you're not anymore. Love doesn't clap for sin in the name of acceptance. Love says, come out of the grave. But what if you're in it right now? Maybe this episode hits hard. Maybe you're still walking in one of the sins listed in 1 Corinthians 6. Sexual sin, gender confusion, fornication, porn, greed, drunkenness, lying, abuse, deceit. Maybe you felt too far gone. Maybe you've excused it, spiritualized it, called it your personality. Maybe someone in church told you it's fine. But here's the thing. God never called you to be affirmed. He called you to be transformed. You don't need validation. You need salvation. And you don't have to earn it. You don't have to clean yourself up. You don't have to explain why you're like this. You just have to repent, believe, call on the name of Jesus, and let the Holy Spirit do what no therapy, hormone, or identity label ever could: make you new. So here's a final word. The cross is still enough. The church must stop compromising. Christians must stop pretending. And culture must stop defining righteousness. The cross is not just a place of comfort, it's a place of death. But from that death comes life. And if you're tired of pretending, tired of pleasing, tired of performing, come back. Come back to the cross. Because who you were, you're not anymore. And that is the real gospel. So let this message marinate. Open your Bible. Get alone with God. Share this episode with someone caught in counterfeit Christianity. Preach truth, not popularity. Because the kingdom of God doesn't bend to culture, and neither should we. Until next time.